So I'm at the A&P picking up a few things after work when I run into Bucky Dumont. Oh, what a character. Hey there, Bucky. How you doing?
Not too shabby. Just picking up a few things for the missus.
Sure enough, there in his shopping cart are bread, eggs, milk. How about that case of Pabst, Bucky? She asked you to pick that up?
Nope. Them's what I call my office supplies.
Now, I've heard of Bucky's office. It's this shed off the barn that he has all tricked out with an old pot-bellied stove, TV, mini-fridge, and a beat-up old barca lounger, couple of rocking chairs for when his buddies come over for a board meeting. Just then, I noticed Bucky has on a pretty decent pair of black boots. This brought me up short, but because he's usually spotting these beat-up old clodhoppers. Gee, Bucky, those are some swanky boots you got on.
Yeah, they was a bargain down to Martin's. Been trying to break them in, but they still smell like old tires.
I hear you. I once got a faux leather jacket at Rennie's that smelled like that. Seemed like a good deal at the time. It was kind of cute, if you ignored the odor. Now, experience has taught me there are some things you can buy cheap, like plastic cups for the deck, and some things you shouldn't, like a good bra, or a moisturizer with all the bells and whistles, or a tattoo. Oh, don't ever go with the lowest bidder on a tattoo. I mean, is that Jesus or Jerry Garcia? Oh, and don't skimp on toilet paper, two-ply all the way. So, back at the A&P, Bucky goes his way, I go mine. That's when I become aware of this weird squeaking sound. A few minutes later, I hear it again. Just then, Bucky turns the corner and heads down the aisle towards me. That's when I realize that the sound is coming from him. At first, I thought it was a shopping cart. You know how it is when you grab a gimpy shopping cart. But no, it's Bucky's new boots. So, not only do his boots smell like old tires, they squeak like all get out when he walks. "Hello there, Squeaky," I says.
"They do make a racket, don't they?"
I'm eyeing his shopping cart, which is now plumb chuck-a-full of corn chips, pork rinds, Slim Jims, and a couple of boxes of day-old donuts. Looks like you got quite a board meeting coming up.
Yep, we're solving the problems of the world one beer at a time.
It's hard work, but somebody's got to do it. And off he goes, squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm thinking, Bucky's not much of a bargain shopper, though the missus probably doesn't mind because she can hear him coming from a mile away. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.